You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Even though severe cases can be rare, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is still the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under one. RSV often begins like a cold or the flu, but can quickly spread to your baby's lungs. Ask your doctor about preventative antibodies for your baby this season. And visit protectagainstrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions regarding your health or your baby's health.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Before we get into the update, I just got to say thank you to all the veterans out there. Today is your day. Cannot thank you enough. Your service is unmatched, and we appreciate everything you do for our country. Now, moving forward, wild week in the NFL, guys. Week 10, we saw roller coasters every single week, and let's get into some recaps. Let's go with one of the biggest shockers of the week, the Tennessee Titans taking down the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes back after injury, 35-32. Ryan Tannehill, who would have guessed, 181 yards, two touchdowns. He rushed three times for 37 yards, but Derrick Henry carried the team on his back, 23 rushes, 188 yards on the ground, two touchdowns for the man. We got Adam Humphries getting the game-winning touchdown, his only catch of the day for 23 yards and into the end zone. For the Chiefs, Pat Mahomes, he returned, he showed up, 446 yards, three touchdowns on the day. Tyreek Hill caught one of them. He had 11 catches for 157 yards and a score. Mecole Hardman had one catch, but it was a touchdown for 63 yards. Travis Kelce also had 75 yards and a score. Let's go to the Snoopy Bowl. Everyone was so excited about this one. Snoopy Bowl, Poopy Bowl, whatever you want to call it. One of the highest totals on the board. Jets take down the Giants 34-27. I know you two being Jet fans are very excited about this one. Or are you?
I don't know. Maybe I want them to lose.
I was going to say this might hurt your chances, right?
I don't know if I want this.
well,
I mean, I guess the bragging rights against Giants
exactly,
fans is important.
Exactly.
New York is green. This is like the one I would want to win walking around this city.
New York is green, just to let everybody know. Sam Darnold, 230 yards, a touchdown. He also rushed for a touchdown, 25 yards on the day. Le'Veon Bell, 18 rushes, 34 yards, but he did get in the end zone. We got Jamison Crowder, 81 yards and a score. On the other side, Daniel Dimes-Jones throws 4 touchdown passes, still loses. 300 total yards. He rushed 3 times for 20 yards. Saquon Barkley was held to 1 yard. 13 rushes, 1 yard. He had 30 yards on the air, though.
Fantasy teams. I have a fantasy team that's like in second place, was like 7-2 going into this week and was in a big matchup. And Alex, I have Saquon Barkley and Cooper Kupp got me a bagel.
Yeah, we'll get into that in just a second. I know my Steelers had something to say about that. But shout out to the BFFs, too. Took them down in the Fantasy Pit League. I got 3 wins in a row, boys. We're climbing up that ladder. The spoil season continues. Moving right along here, Darius Slayton caught 2 of those Daniel Jones passes for 119 total yards. Golden Tate has 97 yards and 2 scores as well. Let's get into that. Why not? The Pittsburgh Steelers taking down the Los Angeles Rams 17-12. Jared Goff, 243 yards, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns in the air for him. We got Todd Gurley, who was held to 73 yards, and Robert Woods, 95 yards on 7 catches. But for Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph, 242 yards, 1 touchdown. That went to his former Oklahoma State University teammate, James Washington, had a career-high 90 yards and a score. Jalen Samuels was held for 29 yards on the ground, 11 yards in the air. Steelers have won 4 in a row, guys. They had 4 turnovers. That defense is no joke. I'm not trying to be a homer here, but keep an eye on that.
Let me ask you something, Alex. Can that defense that is no joke, can they stop or even slow Lamar effing Jackson?
That is the golden question, Dame. They end the season week 17 in Baltimore. So it's going to be a tough matchup. But the next 3 weeks are Cleveland, Cincy, Cleveland.
Ooh.
I don't know. That's a nice little 3-game skid right there for the Steelers. But we'll move right along here. We'll worry about that next week. Let's go to Miami, guys. Joe, I know you were celebrating down there in Miami. They took down the Colts 16-12. Ryan Fitzmagic, Fitzpatrick, 169 nice yards, 1 interception, but he rushed for 23 yards and a score. Kalen Ballage, 43 yards on the ground. Devontae Parker, 69. Nice yards in the air thanks to 5 catches. On the other side, Brian Hoyer in for the injured Jacoby Brissett. 204 yards, 1 touchdown, but 3 costly interceptions. Marlon Mack, 19 rushes, 74 yards. Jack Doyle had 3 catches for 44 yards and a score. Colts are struggling, guys. They're losing this playoff race here. They need Jacoby Brissett back. Maybe he comes back next week. Let's go into the Green Bay Packers taking down the Carolina Panthers. It came down to the final play of regulation. 24-16, Green Bay wins in a snowy Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers, 233 yards. That's it. No touchdowns, no interceptions. But Aaron Jones carrying the team. 13 rushes for 93 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think it was at plus 2,000 to score 3 touchdowns in this game. Congratulations to anybody who threw something on that. Davante Adams, who his turf toe is no more. 7 catches for 118 yards. For Carolina, Kyle Allen, 307 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. But Christian McCaffrey making his case for the MVP. 108 yards on 20 carries, 1 touchdown. He had 6 catches for 33 yards. Speaking of MVP, Baltimore taking down Cincinnati 49-13. Lamar Jackson, 4 touchdowns. That's all you really need to know. He's in the MVP category. He had
front runner right now.
88 yards, total on the day. Ryan Finley for the benched Andy Dalton struggling. But tonight we got the Seattle Seahawks heading to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. The line right now sits at, let me get it real quick for you guys. Seattle is plus 6.5 underdogs, and they are plus 210 on the money line. All right, gonna send it to Dane and Joe on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash this Monday morning.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour, Make It Rain on the grid, sportsgrid.com. Want to send a big shout out to the men and women serving this country and the armed forces around the world, protecting our freedoms along with their family members who, of course, are also serving with them. We thank you guys very much on this Veterans Day for your service. As we get ready for a Monday Night Football clash here in the NFL, we got Seattle. We got the undefeated 49ers, a NFC West bash that's going to be hopefully just as entertaining as a lot of those games were over the weekend. But it's funny. One, there was a situation late Saturday night that happened in college football that I'm wondering if this will ever happen in the NFL. But there was a Pac-12 game between Washington State and Cal at Cal, one that Washington State was a severe favorite in. And then in the fourth quarter with Cal down, Cal up a score, by the way, they had just put the ball in the end zone and kicked off. And there was a flag on the play for hands to the face. And they ended up moving the ball. They had run it all the way up to the 40, but they sent it all the way back to the 8-yard line when they called the penalty. The only problem is they called it on Washington State when the penalty was on Cal. So they penalized Washington State. So instead of having the ball past midfield on the kickoff, they were all the way back to the 8-yard line before they realized, oh, crap, we assessed the wrong team, the penalty. So the Pac-12 has come out now and said that they have not only suspended the ref, the head referee of the crew, but they have downgraded everybody else. I don't know how much money they make, but I'm wondering, would we as fans be happier if they did this on the NFL level where we got our pound of flesh afterwards? Because we don't right now know what they do behind the scenes. They say they do something, but of course we don't know it. But I'm wondering if it would be easier to swallow if this had happened in the NFL. Should we know as fans that this guy got fired or this guy got demoted or this guy got... Should we know that?
Well, we know who refs in the playoffs because they're like the highest rated guys, right? So I guess we have some inkling. But that's just prejudice against Mike Leach because he's a pirate, in my opinion.
I'm shocked he allowed it to go on. I'm telling you the truth.
I know.
It was
and you
amazing.
Know, in the NFL, they'd make a rule so that next year it wouldn't happen again,
right.
You know?
Can't you just fire the ref and let us know it?
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
That's all. All right, welcome in here. Hour number 2, Make It Rain. On the grid, sportsgrid.com. So Monday night, tonight, great game. Could not ask for anything better when you've got the only undefeated team left, that being the 49ers, taking on the Seattle Seahawks with a guy that's certainly in the conversation having the best year of his career, which is saying a lot since he's got the ring, guys, right. That being Russell Wilson. But again, I think there's no doubt, no matter what happens here tonight, one of the biggest betting storylines of the 2019 season has been the success of the underdogs. And the dogs this year through week 10, they went 7-3-1 against the number this week in week 10, guys. That's 64% That puts him at the season at 84-59-4. That's 59% against the number. It's really unheard of at this rate, because by week 10, and usually it's by week 5, you know, we often in the beginning of the year, we get a lot of underdog winners because the markets are still adjusting to the teams. But guys, 10 weeks in and the markets still aren't getting it right, because to have underdogs winning at a 59% clip through 10 weeks it's amazing. And it's not just road dogs, which have been the most profitable, but it's also, you know, home dogs like Pittsburgh yesterday.
Yeah.
Getting in on the action, winning outright. Not just Jets. Covering, but also winning outright, which continues to be a theme. And will that theme continue to Monday night, where you got a Seahawks team, road dog, very profitable, getting 6 points here, traveling to San Francisco? And I know there's a lot of people asking that question. Will it continue? Because there's no mistaking, this is a big trend, a big fact of the reality right now. The markets have not caught up yet with the numbers, Dane. It's actually pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's interesting. Anything I can have a 60% trend on this, or 59, this deep into the season means it's something to definitely take notice. I would ask you, Joe, and I don't know if you have these numbers, you know, at your fingertips, but one of the things I'm interested in, you say dogs are, you know, covering 59% of the time. One of the things our boy Gabe Morency says all the time is that the idea of the point spreads don't matter, right? And so when you're saying dogs are covering at 60%, I really would love to see what percentage of them are just winning outright. You know, if the dogs are winning outright, because, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, the gap in that percentage would be exactly when the point spreads do matter, right? You know, if they're covering 60% of the time, but winning outright only 30% of the time, that means that other 30% is when the point spread matters. And I think that would be a very interesting nugget for our listeners and fans here on Sports Grid as well. And then we spin it forward for tonight. Listen, Joe, divisional matchup, all that good stuff. People still wonder who San Francisco has beaten. Have they really ever faced an offense with a guy like Russell Wilson there? Now, I mean, I think he could be the MVP. But the thing is, Russell Wilson, unlike what I keep calling these tier two quarterbacks, the tier two quarterbacks, they need the scheme. They need the players around them, right, to make it all look right. Russell Wilson is in the category with Patty Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers. He makes plays to make everyone else around him better. So I really wonder what this Niners defense is going to look like against a quarterback who I trust to make plays. Will they be able to make plays with Nick Bosa running down his ass?
Well, let's look at what we had this past weekend. All right.
Okay.
You had Tennessee was a dog of 5.5 points at closing. They won outright. Atlanta was a 14-point dog against New Orleans. They won outright. Miami was an 11-point dog on the road to Indy. They won outright. Pittsburgh was a home dog, which is a little different than what these other two. Actually, Tennessee was a home dog, and so was Pittsburgh. They both won. Minnesota was a road dog, getting 3 points last night. They won. The Jets were home. They were a dog. And they beat
Thursday, the Raiders.
Yeah. And so back to Thursday night. Exactly. Raiders on the road. So, you know, you had this week alone, you had seven dogs cover, six win outright.
Didn't win outright.
Arizona didn't win outright, but covered. Exactly.
Right.
So that's crazy. That's absolute crazy talk. And it's split between home favorites and home dogs, rather, and away dogs. But as far as Arizona was the only one that mattered as far as the point spread went, everybody else won outright. I mean, and handily, too.
I mean, and I know we went back and forth on this yesterday. I got the Bills at +3, Joe. So that's a push. That one was a push, depending on the number and when you got it throughout the week. Because that was going 2.5 to 3. So if you got
that
it at 3.
That opened up at 2. It went to 2.5. It ended up at 3. And the money line, too, was also a great play, because that opened up at -125 to start. It closed around, even still, at -155 was the closing money line number. You got anywhere from minus 125 to minus 155, guys. That was a huge play for the Cleveland Browns there. But now you've got tonight, you've got a situation where, listen, the public loves the Seattle Seahawks.
Really?
Love in the Seattle Seahawks, yes.
Really? I thought they loved the defeated home team.
Nah, they love, see, Russell Wilson, listen, he's dressing his bay and,
Jay-Z.
He's got the wife. You know, they love that. But the 49ers, they're 5-3 against the number this year. This is the amazing part. When I saw this number, Dan, I almost fell over. They are plus 133 point differential through 10 weeks, through 9 weeks.
Games?
In 8 games, they're plus 133, which wow. is nuts, guys. And, oh, yeah, the team that's number one, they're second. The team that's number one is New England at plus 172. But New England's played cupcakes, so we know that. San Francisco has at least had themselves a few games here, but this is going to be the biggest test. Russell Wilson in town coming in. They've won two straight to Seattle. They won in overtime at home last week against Tampa Bay, and they were a 4-point favorite. They covered in that one. They're 4-5 against the number, only a plus 18 point differential. So not nearly blowing the kinds of people out the way San Francisco is. It did open up at 6.5. It did, of course, and the books are expecting, because it's baked into the number, they're expecting the rush to the window to grab the points with Seattle. But 2/3 of the bets are back in Seattle right now, Dane, and that line hasn't moved. I mean, it's barely moved in a lot of places. It's still 6.5 and 6. So yep. That means while a number of the bets, the number of bets is bigger for Seattle, the money is bigger on San Francisco. So there's actually, you've got the sharps laying the points. They don't care. They're back in San Francisco, but you do have an awful lot of tickets being written right now, grabbing the 6.5 points.
Yeah, and that makes sense because you talk about, you know, in my opinion, the MVP, right? And that's a brand name. That's what the public knows, right? They all know Russell Wilson and Ciara and all that stuff. Like you're saying, another sexy name. Hey, Josh Gordon may be active tonight, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, another weapon, right? But when you look at San Francisco, you know what's back? Offensive lineman, Joe. You know, like Joe Staley's back.
Yep.
You know, maybe Kyle Juszczyk back. And that's things that the public either A, doesn't know about, or B, doesn't want to put as much stock into because it's not sexy, right?
But they're also really without, by the way, Kittle's gone, Robbie Gould
Kittle
is gone, and so's Kwon Alexander. They're already ruled out tonight. So they got a couple offensive linemen back, and they've got their fullback. But they've lost now a big part of what that offense is with Kittle. And, of course, Kwon Alexander is a tackling machine on that defense.
But if they assert their dominance running the ball, like we have seen before, Joe, I don't know that the rest of the equation matters too much, Joe. Like, we've seen these guys literally just overwhelm people in the trenches. Now, I don't know if they'll be able to do that against the Seattle team that knows it's coming. Right? But that to me is the critical thing. Can San Francisco enforce their will the same way they have a lot of other weeks this year?
We have we've got an interesting statistic on the lead official here tonight, speaking of them, that favors clearly one side here tonight. We'll see if that trend continues to hold water. We'll talk about those coming up Monday Night Football. It's a good one on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Time to put your money where your mouth is and take a shot. Open yourself a sports wagering account with FanDuel. It's New Jersey's largest sports book. Tonight would be great. Monster Monday night football game here. And if you go to FanDuel.com/grid, you can receive a free bet of up to $500. That's right. A free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. You got point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, whether it be college or pro sports, you're in control. Head over to FanDuel.com/grid today. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details. And interesting here, guys, that we've got numbers are up already. And again, we've talked about this, and it bears repeating. It is a market, so understanding where the market starts and where it ends is a pretty valuable resource into making sure you're making smart sports investing decisions. Week 11, you're going to have 9 road dogs, 5 road favorites, and 7 divisional matchups as we get ready. And all of them, and we've told you, the trends, the dogs, the road dogs, divisional. It's amazing to me what this season has so far gave us, Dane, as far as those goes. In fact, you've got the 49ers here tonight that are home favorites in this particular spot, but it is a divisional game. So people are going, well, I don't know, is it 6 points? Is it too much? Is it not? Well, Seattle does have a few edges in their favor here tonight. For instance, the Seahawks being the road dog, we told you, 56-35 against the number, 61.5% this year. Divisional dog, 24-17 against the number, 59%. And road divisional dogs this year, 15-7 for 68%. So they do have a couple of trends working in their favor. And you have Alex Kemp as the lead official. And why is that important? Well, like anything else, like umpires in baseball, Dane, everything plays a role, right? Everything's got a spot. Well, he favors San Francisco, clearly. In fact, home teams this year, 14-8 against the number, 63% with him as a lead ref. So he definitely loves himself some home teams here, or at least they seem to win a lot when he is the ref there. So keep an eye on that. You do have all of the underdog probabilities facing and looking towards Seattle. You got a ref situation that looks at San Francisco, and you have a real split between the public and the sharps. Sharps back in San Francisco, the public taking that six and a half points here, Dane. It's less than a touchdown, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens prior to kickoff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk about the ref. Maybe he's just a guy who likes, you know, safe passage to his car or to get out of Dodge. when he's calling a game, doesn't want to upset the home fans. Listen, you know, I can understand a lot of ways you want to go about this. You know, San Francisco defensively and in the trenches has looked dominant, but we just trust Seattle to minimize some of that because they're kind of a blue chip, well-coached team with Russell Wilson at the helm. I honestly, Joe, let me ask you, how big of an impact do you think the likely not having George Kittle is for this offense? You know, because I think it's big. I look at Emmanuel Sanders, and he's done a lot for this team in his, like, 3 or 4 weeks there. But I still feel like it's Kittle that opens up a lot of stuff for the other things, even the run game, right? Because linebackers know they have to care about Kittle coming out. So maybe that gives them a step slow in the run game, opening up other parts of it. How much do you think Kittle matters in this game?
I think it means a lot to Garoppolo because, let's face it, when you have guys like Kelce and Kittle and, you know, others, they're very important for the check down opportunity, almost like a safety net for guys. And that's really been he's been the safety net for Garoppolo.
Exactly.
The guy throws it up, he expects it there. And of course, now that he's not there, you know, it gives you, if I'm the defense, now I can focus on guys like, you know, Manny Sanders a little bit more, and nothing else that they have there scares anybody. So, you know, Kittle's a mismatch nightmare. That's the biggest problem with him. What the hell linebacker are you going to have to what? Put on Kittle's a matchup. So,
well, you got Bobby Wagner,
loss.
I guess, but yeah. But that's
right,
the thing.
But
like,
even still. Yeah,
sure, no, I agree with you. And
Bobby
my thing
Wagner's
is like
going to have his helmet in the middle of the line because they're going to be trying to run the ball every
Right.
It's going to be tough.
And that's the thing. We talk about San Francisco, right? You know, when we had Lorenzo Neal with us, I asked him, they win so many different ways. Their defense will shut you out. They'll run for 200 yards. Last time out, Jimmy G threw for 4 touchdowns, right? My thing, though, is if Seattle is like, nah, we're not going to let them run the ball. We're not going to let them run the ball. We're going to force Jimmy G to do it like he did on Thursday Night Football last week against Arizona. The question then becomes for me, without Kittle there as that weapon, will it become less easy for Jimmy G to look good in primetime again? He's got Manny Sanders, and don't get me wrong, I like guys like Deebo Samuel and some others that are there. Breida out of the backfield as well, for sure. But, I mean, I wonder if they then, if Seattle then is like, listen, let's stop this vaunted run game and now force Jimmy G to try to beat us with his arm without Kittle as the security blanket there.
Yeah, it's and by the way, it's not like Seattle doesn't have some injuries of their own, including the loss of Justin Britt, their center there, which kind of changes. They'd had to do some shuffling on that offensive line with Russell Wilson, but they're a team that likes to run the ball. They're also a team like San Francisco that's very methodical. These are not run-and-gun types of offenses, although they got really good quarterbacks, really good coaching. They're not hurry up, get to the line of scrimmage, let's run 1,000 plays. And I say this because there seems to be an awful lot of support for the over in this game. It opened up at 44 points, 45, 44, and it's already been bet up to around 47, 47 and a half. So divisional unders on a primetime game, right, Monday night, those unders, 25 and 17 this year, 60% primetime unders. 19 and 11, 63%. In fact, the under is 5-3 in the 49er games. They're 4-5 in the Seahawks games. Weather's not an issue tonight, guys. It's going to be 70 degrees with light breeze. It's going to be non-factor in this game. The field, that field is atrocious any which way you cut it there at Levi Stadium. But it's funny when you look at this total, Dane. I know some people are going to think defensive matchup, right, with San Francisco, but You got two guys that can sling it. You got two offenses that have been putting up points here this year. So the total is an interesting play to me here tonight.
47.5 is what I'm staring at right now with our partners over at FanDuel. I will say this, though, Joe. The juice is on the over.
Mm-hmm.
-115 versus -105. So it may continue to inch up. You talk about the unders in divisional games and primetime games, and these are two run-heavy, slower-paced teams.
Yep.
My knee-jerk reaction is towards the under, but one of the things you just said for like a gambling you is follow the money and the line movement, right? You said it opened in the 44s. That's like 3 points of movement, even without losing an all-pro tight end like Kittle. You know what I mean? You would think that would hamper the offense and the overall total on some level by even half a point or something. So it's interesting that it's inching up to me. Am I a sucker for wanting to take the under on this one, Joe?
Again, which way do you go? Do you want to? To me, it looks like the public and the pros are on the same page. That's why we're seeing 3 points of line movement here. This is another one of those situations, guys, where remember, if you don't place the bet right up until kickoff, right? There's no harm in this because the biggest ability or the biggest bets can be made because there are no limitations on the bets right now. The biggest handle is going to happen just before kickoff. I think you're going to have a pretty good idea about 10 minutes prior to kickoff here, Dane, where the final push is and where that final money is going to be coming in because the limits are off the board right now. This is now you can bet. You know, now they can take the 50,000, the 80,000, 125,000. Right. They can take the big money bets here tonight, today, day of kickoff. So I think it'll be interesting to see, does that thing creep down just before kickoff? Or do you think, like you said, the juice is there? Maybe it creeps up to 48. I think at that point, Dane, I'd be forced to jump on the under here. I'm not necessarily buying two run-heavy teams, slow-paced with good defenses. I don't know that we're going to get a shootout here tonight in a primetime game.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get a shootout, to be quite honest. I'm going to trust the 49ers defense, you know, on some level to do their job. And to be quite honest, for me, Joe, we said it. These teams want to run the ball. You know, I know Russell Wilson is great. He's an MVP candidate. 22 touchdowns, only one interception. I get it. But I think the clock is going to be running in this game for the most part. And I think that's my predominant lean on this one because I think that's the way both of these teams want to try to play. And quite frankly, Joe, I think both of these teams respect their opponent to not get too cute in this one. So I'm leaning under right now. I may even like, Joe, that first half under that you talk about all the time because if it opens up, it'll open up in the second half, in my opinion.
It should also be noted, too, that they both also become really slow. We're talking like the bottom two or three teams when they have the lead. Then they really slow it down.
Yeah, they can run.
So it's, this is going to be very interesting. What's going to give here tonight is whose offensive line is going to be able to get some movements. We already know, and let's face it, 49ers are going to run the ball. They're going to try to run it down that defense's throat. Would Bobby Wagner and couple, do they put 8-9 guys in a box without Kittle there? Do they? Is it all out to stop the run?
Manny Sanders got to win matchups, Manny. You got to win your matchup on the outside.
And will we be looking at a game that's in the mid to upper 20s or 30s? We'll take a look at some of our bets. We'll do that coming up here. Make it rain on the grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also got some records in college football here in the look ahead lines as Rutgers and Ohio State own the distinction of having the highest road favorite total that we have seen in college football as Ohio State will be traveling to Jersey as a 50.5 point favorite against the Scarlet Knights.
Joe.
The interesting part is that teams that have done this before, teams of at least 50 points or more as a favorite, guys, they haven't done very well. They're 20-32-1 since 2005, so they don't often cover the 50 points. So as sad as that number is, there is an opportunity there from a betting perspective to, hey, all right, they can be a 50.4 point favorite they want. They don't often cover 38.5%. So, and this is interesting too. You've got a 50.5 point favorite who's on the road. The total's only 56.
Oh, wait, what? That's like mathematically impossible.
So they basically are telling you
53-3. That is the final score.
That's exactly what they're telling you.
That's a slim needle of thread right there, guys. I'll tell you.
That's how bad Rutgers is.
There's got to be a way to do this, Joe.
Wow. They're basically expecting Ohio State to win this game 56-0. That's what they're telling you, is right. They don't expect the Scarlet Knights to get it done. That's how little respect the odds makers have for the Scarlet Knights.
Team total has got to be like 3.5. I'm serious. Literally.
Do they even have it up at FanDuel yet?
I'm looking no.
The two larger spreads, by the way, for historical purposes here. Oklahoma was a 57.5 point favorite over Kansas State back in 87. That was the Barry Switzer years there. Yeah. That was those teams were just crazy. Brian Bosworth, all of those lunatics. Mm-hmm. And then Oklahoma again, oddly enough, was a 54 point favorite at Kansas last year. So this is here we go. But again, they don't often cover as a 50 point or better favorite. But the total, Dane, at 56 just killed me, man. I'm like, well, they got, what is it, 80? Like, what's the, no, 56.
Does Ohio State have Michigan up after the Rutgers game? Can I make the like, trap game look ahead narrative?
There's value there, man. Any which way you cut it, there's value there.
Yeah,
now,
give me the 51 points. Like, seriously, 56. Give me the 51 points. I'll take the 51 against, like, the Harlem Globetrotters, for God's sakes. I don't care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, anything can happen. Anybody can get lucky with
9%, right?
Wow. Cracking me up, man. Yeah, congratulations, by the way, to LSU taking down in Tuscaloosa, yes. Alabama, of course.
Yes.
You know how much Alabama means to the college landscape when there's about a dozen articles this morning written on how Alabama can still make it into the top four there and play for a national championship. So you don't think Alabama is worth dollars and cents to people? That's what the media is writing about. Who's got to lose in order for Alabama still to be in the top four? And the sad part is, Dane, there's still about a dozen scenarios that can happen that will allow Alabama to be the number four team. Crazy as that is, yes. But listen, 46-41, it's a good loss. It's certainly not bad, but that kid Joe Burrow and company, I know everyone was all over Tua. Tua looked like a wounded, he looked like a wounded bird out there that was hobbling around, but he can throw some balls.
20 days after surgery?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got screws in his ankles, but Joe Burrow, I don't know how much money that kid just made himself over the weekend. A, he's probably going to win the Heisman. But B, if he is not a top three or four pick in the draft, I don't know what the hell is.
Yeah, I mean, it's gone from tank for Tua to blow for Joe. And that's where I think teams, maybe Cincinnati, maybe Washington, maybe the Jets and Giants are starting to think about now. But, you know, I think the funny part is, and the playoff standings don't come out until tonight or tomorrow morning for the week. Mm-hmm. What you want to see for this idea of Alabama's path is you want to see Alabama vis-a-vis basically Oregon and Utah. Okay.
Yes.
Because that's the key. Listen, Penn State's going to fall by the wayside, right? So Clemson is going to step up, and, Georgia will probably step up into that four spot. Okay. Now you got to think, if all things play out, you're going to likely see a Georgia versus LSU championship game, right? And then let's say LSU, Clemson, and Ohio State run the table, okay? You're going to have Georgia in that four spot, and if they then lose an SEC championship game or get banged out, you're left with a Pac-12 champion like an Oregon. You're left with potentially your Sooners, or at least the Sooners, and you're left with the Crimson Tide. And at that point, you're going to have a very interesting narrative, and you can make the case, oh, well, Oregon lost to SEC team Auburn, but not the best SEC team. Bama lost to LSU, the best SEC team, right? Oklahoma, you can say that their loss wasn't as good. The fact that Alabama has a great loss by only five to what could be the number one team could be their path, but they now need Georgia to trip up along the way and the Pac-12 to not look as impressive.
Yeah, you need LSU to win out. So if LSU Absolutely. Wins out, then that gives a two-loss Georgia team, they're out. There is still a possibility of having two SEC teams in the top four, but you can't have Georgia win. So LSU wins out. And then you need some help. You need either Clemson to possibly lose a game, although they've played absolutely nobody. I really don't have any. You think Alabama's schedule is bad, guys? Clemson has played the worst of the worst. Not their fault, but their schedule is just the
LSU,
bottom.
LSU, Ohio State, Clemson. You got to hope they're the three, and Alabama, you're playing for the fourth. Hoping
well,
you're the second.
And then you need other help, though. Like, you need Baylor to lose. Baylor can't win and can't beat Oklahoma in a Big 12 championship.
Right.
Otherwise, you're screwed.
And you also
need Oregon or Utah to do the same because then they'd all have one loss, and then the committee's going to decide, do we want Utah, Oregon, or Alabama? I don't think Alabama gets in over Oklahoma if Oklahoma runs the tables and wins the Pac-12 championship. I think Oklahoma's in. I think they'll be out. But we've all seen this before. Hell, they almost lost to Iowa State over the weekend in a game that they were 14 and a half point favorites in, and they still barely got out of there on a Iowa State. I give them credit. They went for the win instead of the tie, guys. They actually went for the win and didn't get the 2-point conversion. But Oklahoma, well, if they're one
this weekend too,
yeah, well, if they're a Big 12 champion, yeah, right. Even if LSU wins out, if they're a Big 12 champion, you're not going to have two SEC teams. Right. It's just not going to happen.
Say similar things, Joe, about the Pac-12, right? So like you said, it's really that, right? I think you're assuming LSU, Clemson, and Ohio State. Remember, there's five big power conferences for four spots. You got to assume those three, right? The SEC champ, the Big Ten champ, and Clemson, right? That's three of them. What Alabama has to hope for is that the Pac-12 champ, a.k.a. Oregon or Utah, kind of trips up along the way or looks less impressive. You got to hope, in essence, that one of those two teams like loses a regular season game, but then wins the conference championship to be sitting there with two. And similar things for in the Big 12. You got Oklahoma and Baylor with sort of a similar idea. Alabama would need to hope that the Pac-12 or the Big 12 champ gets kind of upset along the way and doesn't look impressive. Yep. That's the only way in for a team like Alabama. And they need
the
Georgia.
The only way I see it.
If Georgia beats LSU in the SEC championship,
that's a whole different ball game and a whole different ball of wax there. But, I still don't know how good this Clemson team is. I mean, it looks good on paper. They have yet to be... Well, they were kind of taken to the woodshed there by North Carolina, who also went for two in the win and weren't able to get it done. But we have seen this Clemson team get pushed before against lesser competitors. I don't know. I just don't know what's good there. And Baylor, they scored 9 points in four quarters. They scored 25 points in three overtimes against TCU. Yeah. I don't know. I can they beat Oklahoma?
I don't know.
I think it's going to be Pac-12, to tell you the truth. I think everyone's been overlooking them. I do think Oregon and Utah will shine through, and I do think the rest of these teams are going to end up just
Alabama this week is at five ahead of a 6 Oregon. Well, then Alabama would still be in pole position after Georgia loses.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to discount.
That's what we got to see out of Alabama.
I don't want to discount the Big 12 because Minnesota's doing everything in their power for people to recognize them. This Tuesday, this release of the latest rankings from the committee is going to be very telling as far as how far they drop, where do they go, where is Clemson, where does Minnesota go? Because I can tell you right now, the AP, they only dropped Alabama to 4.
Is Alabama still ahead of the Pac-12? Are they still ahead of Georgia? That's the question, because they got to be sitting in position. If they're sitting already ahead of Oregon, then they have a chance. Because remember, they likely will not have a conference championship game to kind of make their case. Whereas these other squads, Oklahoma, Oregon, likely will.
Yeah. And again, as long as but we've seen chaos before. Who the hell knows? You got 3 or 4 weeks left before the conference championships. Anything? I mean, hell, Rutgers could upend Ohio State here.
Hey, Joe, I know we only got a minute or so, but I just got word here from Mike Cardano, and we're talking about our crew here, Sports Grid, Daily Roto. It happened again, Joe. It happened again. Colin Damn Drew banging it out over on DraftKings, taking home $120,000. Our guy, Colin Drew, winning another tournament. That's why you get on the grid. We help you win your leagues and win that cash. And what do you say, Joe, in the read? If you ain't following the Optimizer, our Daily Roto crew, you are doing it wrong. Another $120,000. Shout out to our boy, Colin Drew.
I wish you'd divide it instead of hiding it, You know what I mean? I didn't get the email there, Colin, about, hey, guys, this is a lineup you may want to throw out there on DraftKings. But that's all right. I'm sure we'll talk to him here coming up in the morning after. I'm sure he's going to talk all about what he had and didn't share with the rest of us here at the grid. So thanks, Colin. Appreciate that. Bottom line is get to the optimizer, guys, because I can promise you this, no matter what the lineup was, it was utilized through the optimizer one way or the other. So get her done. All right, get it done, Dane. Who you taking here tonight?
We talk about great win, good teams win, great teams cover. We're going to find out if San Francisco is great tonight or not. I actually – give me the points. I think Russell keeps it too close. I think they don't pull away from Russell Wilson, in my opinion. And I'll give you one prop bet. Without George Kittle there, Joe, Manny Sanders' receptions is 4.5. I feel comfortable going over that. What do you think there, Joe? 4.5 catches for Manny Sanders without Kittle and Seattle, I think, keying in on the run. I think Manny can get 5 or more. What do you say?
Well, if they're going to win, he's going to have to. So I think that's what it's going to come down to. And, yeah, I'm going to lean to the under. And I've got
you.
Two bets tonight. I got a teaser with Seattle getting 12, and I've also got – I took San Francisco on the money line. So anywhere between San Francisco winning and not winning by more than 12, I'm good to go. I'm fine there. Just don't screw it up and win by 14, all right? Don't be something crazy like that. All right, Morning After's next. We'll break it down tomorrow. Good luck.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't want this
thing. Zeke Elliott was in his 2 yards of carry with some size going to explode, and it just did not happen. If you want the ball and the hot hand wasn't the running back. The hot hand was Dak Prescott, and they went away from it at the most ridiculous of times again. And you got to wonder, like Jerry sitting up there looking at Jason Garrett going, how much more of 500 football do you got to watch here before they decide to move in a different direction?
Well, Lincoln Riley is going to be the new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in about 3 months, unless Dallas reels some off. But you and I have both said this, we still think Philadelphia is the class of that NFC East. They're another team, much like Minnesota, who had a little bit of an issue and has like self-corrected, in my opinion, discovering Jordan Howard in the run game and all that good stuff. But, you know, I'll say it right now. I believe Lincoln Riley will be the head coach of the Cowboys next year.
Yeah. And that defense too. I don't know what else to say. Dallas,
yeah,
I mean, the Vikings just gassed you every chance they got. Big play. And I want you to know this, too, about the Cowboys, which is interesting. Keep this in mind. The Cowboys had a chance to play the Vikings without Adam Thielen. They had a chance to play the Green Bay Packers without Devontae Adams. Okay. And, you know, you can go down a list. They've had opportunities to beat the better upper echelon teams without star players, and they haven't been able to win a damn game without it. So it's just, it goes to show you, big game. Not much has changed in Big D, especially at these moments. And the schedule, I think, gets a little tougher, too, as they continue to move on. They're going to have to
have
win.
It up.
What's the next 3 weeks of their games?
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, let's look back, because you're right, Joe. And their 5 wins, Joe, 4 of them, right, are against 2 against the Giants, 1 against Miami, and 1 against Washington. Okay, so let's remember that. That's 4 of their 5 wins. They did have the big win against Philadelphia at home, which gives them technically the lead right now in the NFC East. But as you look forward, Joe, you're right. It does not get easier. I mean, the rest of the season. I mean, their last week 17 is against Washington. Okay, so and they may luck out next week. Next week they're in Detroit, but Matt Stafford, you know, has his back issues. That sounds like it could be a longer term thing. So they may get lucky and see a little Jeff Driscoll next week. But after that, Joe, at New England, home for Buffalo, and we'll find out what Buffalo is. At Chicago, that might be tough for at Chicago. That's a Sunday night football at Chicago in December. I think it'll be cold there. Then they got the Rams and the Eagles, all teams who will be likewise fighting for their spot. You know, they're kind of in a place where they're going to be punching it out. They got to beat the people in front of them if they have any kind of ideas on the playoffs, but so do their opponents.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Even when you're playing music, you're always listening to your baby, especially when RSV is on your mind. Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, is the first and only long-acting preventative antibody that gives babies the RSV antibodies they lack. Beyfortus is a prescription medicine used to help prevent serious lung disease caused by RSV or respiratory syncytial virus in babies under age 1, born during or entering their first RSV season, and children up to 24 months who remain at risk of severe RSV disease through their second RSV season. Your baby shouldn't receive Beyfortus if they have a history of serious allergic reactions to Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, or any of its ingredients. Tell your baby's doctor about any medicines they're taking and all their medical conditions, including bleeding or bruising problems. Serious allergic reactions have happened. Get medical help right away if your child has any of the following signs or symptoms of a serious allergic reaction, such as swelling of the face, mouth, or tongue, difficulty swallowing or breathing, unresponsiveness, bluish color of skin, lips, or under fingernails, muscle weakness, severe rash, hives, or itching. Most common side effects include rash and pain, swelling, or hardness at their injection site. Individual results may vary. Ask your baby's doctor about Beyfortus. Visit Beyfortus.com or call 1-855-BEYFORTUS.
Wix. It's where website creation meets AI and where your boldest ideas become real. It just takes one platform to build a site that looks great and does everything you need it to. And it just takes one person, you, to start taking care of business like a 10-person team. With AI tools for creating an entire website from scratch or testing new ways to make money, Wix is there with you from day one. Try it out now at Wix.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No